Masechtus Bav Metzia Perkei Mishneh Hei.
Shanin Para B'chamor V'chol Davar Shu'oyte V'oychel L'mechza. We saw in the previous Mishnah that you are not allowed to give over calves and baby donkeys for somebody to raise, and you would split the profits after he sells them. The reason being is, since generally when somebody makes a deal like that, the person who is raising them takes responsibility for half of any losses that are incurred. And since that is the case, we look at it as if half is a loan and half is a deposit. And he is taking care of the depositor's half as payment for the loan, and therefore it is ribbit. But we did see, though, that if the depositor pays the person who is raising them for that which he is working on, his half, then it would be mutter as there is no ribbit. So with this theme, our Mishnah says that if you give a fully grown animal, a cow and a donkey, for somebody to take care of for a short while, 30 days to 50 days, and then he would sell them and split the profits, this would be mutter, even though half is a loan and half is a deposit. Since the par of the chamor are fully grown, they could work in the field, that would be considered as if the depositor is paying the person who is raising them for the half that he still owns to take care of, and therefore is mutter. Makon shenagu lachlok is a blood is miyad cholke. Makon shenagu legado yigadu. Somebody who gives over to somebody else a par of a chamor for him to take care of for 30 days to 50 days, then to sell and split the profits. If in the place where he made this deal, the minig was, if the par of a chamor of any children, he would sell the children together with the par of a chamor after the 30 days to 50 days are up, and they would split the profits of the par of a chamor together with the children, then he should do so. He should sell the children after the 30 days or 50 days are up, and they would split the profits of the children also. But if, in the place where they made this deal, the minhag was that after the 30 days to 50 days are up, he would sell only the fully grown par of a chamor, but he would hold on to the children, and he would raise them until they get older, and then he would sell them, they would split the profits. That is what he should do, since that is the minhag in that makom. Rabbi Shimben Gamliel Oimer, Shaman Ego and Imo, Usyach and Imo. Rabbi Shimben Gamliel said that which we saw in the previous mission, that you are not allowed to give over agolim and siachim to somebody to raise, and then he would sell them and split the profit. That's only if you give him agolim and siachim alone. But if you give the agolim and siachim together with the mothers, it would be mutter. Because as we saw earlier in the Mishnah, a fully grown animal you are allowed to give over to somebody to take care of and to sell and split the profit. Since the fully grown animal works in the field, that is payment for that which he has taken care of the depositor's half. So, therefore, you can give the eagle together with the mother, and they would split the profit. And that which the mother is working on the field for you is payment for that which he is taking care of, the half of the eagle on the half of the mother. And since he is getting paid to take care of the depositor's half by virtue of the fact that the mother is working on the field, there is no ribbit, and it would be mother. Somebody who accepts upon himself to work on a field as a sharecropper, and he will give a specific amount of the produce every year to the owner of the field, such as he will give 10 korin per year to the owner of the field. This is called hakira. Now, if the person who is a sharecropper asks the owner of the field to give him a loan, and he says with the money of the loan he will improve the field, and he will then give the owner of the field 12 korin instead of 10 if he's willing to give him the loan, this is not ribbit, even though it seems to be ribbit, as he is now willing to give more korin per year to the owner of the field. Still, this is not ribbit, as since he is using the loan to improve the field, that which he is giving the owner of the field 12 korin instead of 10 every year is not as payment for the loan, but simply now that he has improved the field produces more, so therefore the owner of the field should receive more per year, and therefore it is much. Masechet Bava Metzia, Perek Hey, Mishnah Vav. Ein Mekablin Son Barzel Miyisrael Mipnei Shehu Ribbit. You cannot accept iron sheep from Yisrael, as this is considered ribbit. We are talking about a case where the owner of the sheep gives the sheep to somebody to take care of for him and then sell, and they would split the profit. The reason this is called iron sheep is because the person who is taken upon himself to deal with the sheep is accepting upon himself any losses that will incur, he will have to pay from his own pocket. And this is ribbit, since he is taking upon himself all the losses. We look at it as if the son are being lent to him, and when he gives part of the profits to the owner of the sheep, this is a payment for the loan, and therefore is usur. Avo mekavlin son barzel min hanachrim. You could accept iron sheep from Goyim, and there is no problem with giving interest to Goyim. Velovim mehen umalvin oisam beribis. You can borrow and lend to a guy with interest. The Rambam explains, we learned this out from the Pasuk. It says, lo tashich la'achicha, you should not take ribbit from your brother, and we infer from there, but from a guy, you could take ribbit. As a matter of fact, the Rambam understands that it is a mitzvah asay to lend to a guy with ribbit. V'chein beger toshav, so too a ger toshav, which is a guy that is living in Eretz Yisrael and has accepted upon himself the Zion mitzvah Nei Noah, you are allowed to borrow and lend him with interest. Malve Yisrael ma'isav shal nachri midas ha'nachri, avolo midas Yisrael. Yisrael can lend the money of a guy with the das of the nachri, but not with the das of a Yisrael. We are talking about a case that a guy has lent to a Yisrael beribis, and when the Yisrael is about to repay the loan, his friend, another Yisrael, asks him to lend the money to him instead of repaying the guy right away, and any interest that will incur during the time that he has the money, he will pay the Yisrael. Now, this is mutter only if the two Yisraelim make the deal with each other in front of the guy. Since they are doing it in front of the guy, it's as if the guy is lending the money to the second Yisrael, and therefore is mutter. But if they make the deal shalob with Nea Nachri, the guy is not there at the time they make the deal, then we look at it as if the first Yisrael is lending his own money to the second Yisrael, and therefore is usur. He cannot take interest from another Yisrael.